Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Faisal. I'm good. How about you?
I'm good.
You know, I think we've got a cool show every week, but this week we're going to talk about innovation. So I think you and I are both on the same page here. As our population ages, there's lots of problems associated with that. And technology can play an important role in doing that. So we want to take a look at some of the brightest innovations and some competitions in Canada to help identify and bring those to light.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that there's a Canadian-focused technology boom happening, although it's not as big as what we're hearing in Silicon Valley, but there's opportunities. And then to hit the demographic that we talk to the most, which is the people over the age of 50, that actually helps as well, too.
Yeah, you bet. And there's also some new work being done and some new ideas around how to bridge kind of a multi-generational gap, right? We've got young people in the country that are looking for information, knowledge, skills, wisdom, and we've got an older generation that sometimes runs into problems around social isolationism and those kinds of issues. I think we can kill two birds with one stone. At least there's some strong thinking around this idea, and we're going to talk and explore that idea a little bit.
Absolutely.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about kind of what happened in the markets and some of the key themes that we were talking about. And I'm going to raise this issue of, so there's always problems, okay? No matter what period of time we talk about,
talking about you or the markets?
Well, yeah, both, yeah. Okay, there's always risks and problems that we have to talk about, okay? This week, I'm tired of talking about just trade, although that's still important. I want to talk about this notion of tariffs,
okay?
And I am convinced now, after Trump sort of threw the tariff threat at Mexico for an immigration issue, that I'm going to propose that tariffs are with us. These are his fists. Okay, he doesn't need Congress's support. He can just executive order away and just start throwing bombs. But the fists that he's going to fight with clearly are tariffs. And I'm going to propose to you and get your thoughts on this, that I think that tariffs, as long as Trump's in office, we will have the threat of tariffs. And I'm also going to suggest that tariffs are with us anyways. Tariffs, we've got tariffs on international trade long before Trump.
This is part of the thing that we have to realize, that tariffs were always there.
Yeah.
Right? We've never had a global free trade program.
Correct.
It's never happened.
Right.
And as long as people and countries just worry about themselves, we're going to have tariffs.
Right.
So that is the premise that everybody needs to think about.
Right.
Now, the comment that you made about, and I could actually picture Donald Trump with his fists up and saying, tariff for you and tariff. Anyways, the point is,
it's a right, it's a left.
These tariffs are going to be continued. And he's figured out that if you really want to make change, you go after the pocketbook of the other country.
Right.
Everybody else has been talking about diplomatic conversations and let's sit down and negotiate our way through.
Yep.
But if you want fast action on things like immigration, or let's not even talk about the China trade war being a China trade war, it is a technology ban. It is a piracy issue. This is all about technology and who owns that technology.
Yeah. And well, so, there's a multitude of issues wrapped up in it, right?
So when Trump says that Huawei can take information and give it back to the Chinese government, but we'll negotiate Huawei in the deal for the tariffs, well, then that doesn't sound like you actually really think about the conversation going to the Chinese government.
Yeah.
So this is always going to be here.
Right.
What we're finding is people are just so focused on the day-to-day conversation of tariffs that they react to everything else going on.
Yeah, that's partly my point is, listen, as long as Trump's around, just expect tariffs. And the minute he's not happy with somebody, he's going to throw a tariff at somebody, or at least a threat of it.
And I bet you the next president that comes into play, as long as that president's around, there's going to be tariffs.
Yeah, probably.
And the president after that. And the president after that.
Right.
Like, this is no different than when we, back in the 90s, it was a big tariff and trade war with a bunch of vehicles coming into the United States, taking over the domestic auto market.
Right.
And that was with Japan.
Right.
What happened to Japan since then?
Right.
They have fallen from being the number two to the number four.
Yeah. I mean, some other issues there with aging demographics.
Sure. Right? But that's part of their policies, right?
Yep.
And so these are the things that people have to remember. Trade war has always been there.
Well, there's always been tariffs. Like,
always.
The day before Trump was brought into office, there was tons of tariffs worldwide. Absolutely. However, There is still a risk of a policy mistake. I mean, we saw, I think it was the Bush administration had aluminum steel tariffs in place in North America for a bit.
Yep.
And beyond those borders, it didn't last very long. So listen, there's problems. Today we're talking about tariffs and whatnot. I'm interested in sort of the impacts of those tariffs, right? Because there's a notion it's creating a slowdown, right? The economic data is slowing. Maybe it's tariff related. Maybe it's just the end of a normal cycle. Maybe it's a combination of both.
Yep.
Right. But I was interested in, I was reporting this week on the news about Lululemon.
Okay.
And so I'm interested in reading reports now to see how companies are adapting to this environment, right? Okay. If we expect that tariffs are kind of the tool of the trade right now. Lululemon was interesting. So they, in their report, they cited a 3 to 5 cent cost of the tariffs. Now, it was sort of broken out like this. They said, listen, one of the problems, like if we get an expansion of the tariffs, okay, we think that that's the total cost all in. But even if we don't get tariffs, we're changing our business model now. One of the problems we face is delays at the port of entry, shipping ports in Asia.
Okay.
So to get our product to Asia, these tariff fights and whatnot and the relationships are creating problems. So we're going to rely more on air freight.
So supply chain differential.
Yep.
Logistics. Yep.
And to hedge our risk against that, regardless of whether or not additional tariffs are put in place, we are committed to air freight, and that's going to cost 2 to 3 cents in earnings.
Here's what I think people need to remember is when companies report about their impacts of trade war or tariffs, it is the same thing than when retail companies complain about the weather and they didn't sell enough of their items.
Right.
Remember that, because I have seen 5 different retailers give their earnings reports, and 4 out of the 5 says weather hurt our bottom line, and the 5th says, "Nah, it wasn't so bad." What was the difference in temperature at that one retail company? Versus that nationwide in the United States, for example, that didn't have the same exposure of that when it comes to weather as the other companies did.
Right.
So let some of these companies will use these tariffs and trade wars as an excuse.
Yeah, for sure.
And that increases the uncertainty of the stock market. Look at ABC company. They're saying that tariffs are hurting their bottom line. No, they were just poor in their bottom line before.
Yeah.
And now they've got an excuse to say why.
Yeah.
So I think we got to take a step back from management of companies saying tariffs are hurting or helping their bottom line and go to the data.
Yeah.
The data will not lie. And that's where I think as investors, when we react to these tariffs and trade wars, you'll be able to find the gems, the ones who can adjust their supply chain, the ones that can actually diversify their risk, the ones that can hedge out the volatility of these types of issues. They're the ones that are going to prevail. And the smaller companies that can't do that or other companies that are mismanaged will slowly go down. Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of our market, is that we're going to see which have not only strong numbers, but strong management to prevail this.
Yeah, agreed. President Trump got a little bit of his wish, I think, in the last couple of weeks with respect to the Fed. Like, there's two big issues, two big levers being pulled right now, right? There's this constant trade rhetoric, whether it's directed at China or otherwise. And we've got central banks led by the Fed. So, it's interesting to watch equity markets or risk assets respond to the threat of, additional tariffs and so on and so forth that put pressure on them. But we've got underpinning all of that a U.S. Fed that seems to be accommodative, standing ready to ensure that the expansion continues. And, this week there was lots of days, which is kind of interesting to see that there's probably a ceiling on equities, in light of some of the rhetoric that we're facing. But at the same time, there's likely a floor placed under them as well, with a Fed standing ready to add further liquidity and stimulus into the system.
And we keep on forgetting that this is the name of the game, it's liquidity.
Yeah.
And if you giveth, you can taketh. And if you can do either or, you can manipulate the market.
Yeah.
And I'm using that word manipulate to get people's attention. Okay. This is the game of the Fed. Don't fight the Fed. The Fed will be able to provide you with the wind behind your back so you can sail forward, or it will be a headwind for you where you can fall backwards.
Right.
So just, stay in line with what the Fed's doing, because they're the ones at the end of the day that control the liquidity in the world.
Right.
And so, I no matter what everybody else says, Trump, whatever it may be, it's going to be a Fed watch all the time.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree with that. Okay, let's wrap up this segment. We got to move on. We do have an upcoming seminar where we're going to try to make some sense of how to plan given all of these sort of weird circumstances and, you know, levers that are being pulled.
Yeah, we've got an investment strategy approach to profit and protect with all this stuff happening, and we'll talk about that on Tuesday, July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in Calgary. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
We've got a competition going on in Canada right now to try to bring the newest innovations forward to help us as we age. Stick around for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.